there was no special news from the 110th, except that Mel and Zip were to be married at 10:30 this noon and spend a week in London on leave, arriving there by plane. They were to be married in a church, I've forgotten which one, in a nearby town by Chaplain Massey, and I think the whole hospital unit was invited. They said they really had a party for them last night with a good Air Force orchestra playing for the dancing. Isn't that interesting in World War II to have doing things like that over there? In fact, they said a general was even present at the party. I would like to have been there. I would like to see Norman Cannon, as he just finished the course at the Medical Field Service School that Harry and I took last spring, and see what he has to say about it. He wrote a letter to McLees, I think he was a dentist in that outfit, calling it the Wax Point, not West Point, as they used the Johnson bar so much. It's some kind of soap, I guess. A new MAC, Medical Administrative Corps, has told me a good one that happened in the States. A soldier was put in the hospital, and when the ward surgeon came up to examine him, he said that he didn't want him an ordinary doctor, but wanted one of those grade A doctors, MACs. They weren't doctors. They were secretaries. For a patient to think somebody's not a doctor, it's a grade A doctor and won't have a doctor. That's a real funny joke to a doctor. The main thing that I hate over here is to see other fellas with dates, and that I can't have you over here with me. I certainly am glad that I married you, and I truly love you, David. That a sweet letter? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, you want to hear some more of that?
Yes.
This is 43.
Hey, let me ask you a question. He doesn't talk about what's going on with, Hitler.
They're not allowed to. Oh. I thought that there were his copies of the Stars and Stripes in there, and that's why I wanted to get in there, because there used to be the ones in there that proclaimed the end of World War II, which was the Army telling all the soldiers in print what they were hearing about what happened. Where in the world could they be? I don't know if I'll find them or not. I thought they were in there. Well, I'm wrong. Oh. This is the second day of August. Another day has finished, and I have been busier today checking excess rations to be returned to the quartermaster, checking up on gas masks and equipment, going to a lecture on first aid, and so forth. I received my check for last month today, and I shall get it cashed someday this week. I will probably be able to cable you $25. Have you been receiving all of your allotments satisfactorily? And I wonder if you are getting your war bonds now. I certainly hope so, and figure at least those for the past 4 to 5 months must be in your hands by now. I have been going over a number of important papers tonight, and it took more time than I had figured. So that it is about 11:30 p.m. now, and I'm ready for bed, and I have not written any other letters. I owe Mother one, but I guess that will have to wait until tomorrow now. I have been doing all of my own laundry lately, and I'm even going to tackle a poplin shirt. That's Army material. Carter does his and hangs them up wet on a hanger and says they look as good as some poor ironing jobs when there is little or no starch for the collars. Received another Jackson County Medical Society bulletin today, and see where Dr. Graham Owens has applied for junior membership. I wonder how he is staying out of the Army. Also says Barney Trowbridge, he was a good friend. He interned with David, became an eye, ear, nose, and throat specialist. Is at Jefferson Barracks. I think that's down in St. Louis. And Dick Twyman, son of Dr. Elmer Twyman, I knew Dick, is at Carlisle. Carlisle Barracks was where they sent you when they were going to send you out. Sent you some Stars and Stripes concerning the 110th, or myself, and some postcards of London today. How's Anne coming? See, she'd been born prematurely. Has she gained any? Hope you're okay, etc. Received 4 letters from you, plus 1 from Mother. Mail was so important over there. And 1 from Aunt Bertha Morris. I know Mother is just dying to see her granddaughter and send me her first hand impressions, but I guess that she can hold out a little longer if you can. She came this month, the same month, to up here. I'm certainly tickled to know that Anne is really starting to gain now, and wouldn't be at all surprised if you could take her to Emprise's in Frank's after the 15th of this month, which I think I did, as I think she will really begin to gain. Oh, it was mighty nice that Frank carried you downstairs for dinner and a stay in the living room on July 18th. I'm sorry I neglected to tell you I received your letter stating that you were losing August amniotic fluid. I don't even remember that. And I'm sure that it was only an oversight. That was nice of Mrs. Beeman, as I have known her for 2 years now. I don't know who she was. I know nothing of Ms. Maud Hulse's injury or illness. What is her trouble? Her son is Thompson Hulse, the radio announcer for KC for the Kansas City Star. In regard to Pat Redpath Young, I must be missing a letter of yours, as I did not know that her husband's boat had been hit by enemy action. Pat stayed friend, still is a friend of mine. She's still alive. Bob's gone. He was in the service over there, and his boat was. He determined that if he ever got home healthy, he would become a minister, and he did. He's been in this house. Wonderful man. Pat was a church friend of mine before he went in the Army. Glad you finally received my letters, that I had received your cable. All right. I'm terribly unhappy that I can't be home with you now, but I'm sure as soon as you can have Anne to yourself, you will have a lot more peace. You see, I wasn't even allowed to touch her. I had to come home from the hospital with no husband, no baby, no family because of her prematurity. And I think, I don't remember.
But you lived with your sister, right?
Mm-hmm. Because he had asthma and didn't have to go in the service, which was the greatest of blessings for me. This is the 4th of August. I finally just written an email today to Ray Wright. He was an insurance man. He sold insurance to all the interns at the General Hospital, and he gave big parties and all that. Lived in Lawrence, Kansas. And feel like I have gotten away from something that has been hanging over my head for quite some time. I don't know what that was. That was certainly nice of Uncle Sid and Aunt Virginia. I must write them a letter. That was to come down and drive home with me and drive my car back. I must write them a letter thanking them for such a useful gift.
I think that maybe they'd sent him a gift.
Oh. You know that Virginia Traylor was expecting a baby in October, didn't you? By the way, did Mother write you that Barton Carruthers has found an apartment for Jean and their two children. The baby weighs 13 pounds now. Virginia Trader was my favorite. She was an in-law of all David's relatives. She passed away. She had a son, David Peter, who heads the Emporia Zoo now, down in Emporia. He was in the service, in the Marines, but she got to go be with him, and she and that tiny baby were driven through my house, down to my house in Middlesbrough, on their way to Quantico, or wherever the Marine camp is. And my mother, I don't know how she did it. They had bird's eye diapers, but they left the next morning with more formula and every diaper dry. Mother, I guess she had a washing machine, I know, you know, with a ringer and all, and she probably dried them in the coal stove oven. I remember that well. And I think she got cancer, and I want to go down to her grave, which is close to Emporia, and maybe if Tom comes up, he'll take me this fall. Jean Carruthers became a friend, and her mother-in-law was worse than Winifred almost, and her husband was gone to war, I think, and she was having a terrible time. That she met, was talking about this friend, Miss Queen of Carruthers. I have not received an announcement of Anne's birth yet. Are you sure EP sent me one? If so, maybe she sent it regular mail and has just not arrived here. I don't know if he ever got it. Have you received an announcement of Ida's baby's arrival yet? Harry passed out cigars, and before I left the hospital, he had only received the cable telling of the baby's boy arrival. He did not mention its name. He seemed happy about it. He's the one that was cheating on his wife that had their baby boy. Did I tell you that the Colonel McBrayer's wife, he had a secretary, of course, would write her of everything they were doing, and it would be a long 3-page letter thing, and she would send it round robin to all of us, so we kept up with what was going on. That was nice. It was nice of Miss Maud Nolan, who used to work in Dr. Denny's office, to call you. She did. And I must write her, I presume, Cannon. That's the man that whispered in his ear that Reverend Trelease was in town and maybe he'd marry us. Is still at the office and not in the Army. I don't see how Dr. Denny and they all are standing up under the strain. He will have to take his usual August vacation. It was nice of them to send you flowers, Dr. Denny. Did they ever call on you? No. Didn't need to. I see by the Jackson County bulletin that Phil Byers, wonderful doctor, is living in Kansas City, Kansas now. He interned with David. His wife Mary, I think she's 95 or something. She's still living. If he is in the Naval Air Base there, where Duncan used to be. I like Dr. Herman fine for Ann's pediatrician, although I'm not very well acquainted with him personally. I'm glad that you like him. Glad to know that Denny at last found I can't read that. I don't know what it says. Something about Dr. Denny. Well, this is the 5th of August. Another day has nearly gone by. 5th
of August, 1943.
Yeah. I'm that much nearer to coming home to you, although the tempo of the war has slowed down a little in Italy. I was somewhat busier today than I have been and went on a few miles ride to another camp to see about some supplies. From now on, we will get our PX rations at a nearer post than our regular unit. Since I have taken over more responsibilities lately where I am, I'm beginning to get somewhat acquainted with military correspondence. It is quite different from that in real life, in civil life. There were letters today and I received none myself, but here's hoping for better luck tomorrow. I may go in with some of the enlisted men in a truck tomorrow night to a dance in a nearby town. They escorted the enlisted man. And I'm going to digress and say that the girls in England call the boys of color, African Americans, American Indians. And the girls dated them, and they had the enlisted man who, and there were a lot of them in the army, went in every other night, and the whites every other night. They didn't dare go in together. They might fight over the girls, you know. And those girls, well, they liked what they called American Indians. I have stayed in every night this week so far. Oh, going out in a truck tomorrow. Naturally, I am wondering how Ann is. Ann's making out. I certainly hope, but I imagine she has passed 4 pounds by now. I guess, you're able to go to St. Luke's and take a peek at our child, probably every day by now. Well, they couldn't take me up. I didn't drive. I didn't see her every day and look through a glass window. As Dr. Herman said how much longer he thought that Ann would have to be in the hospital. Well, it was just she weighed 5 pounds. That's what they said. That was a fine idea about taking out hospitalization insurance for her. And I suppose it will cost really very little. Thanks for sending me Aunt Hazel's last name. That's Mould, M-O-U-L-D. But they drove Mother and Dad out here. But I remember something about remembered it over a week ago and wrote her a email letter at that time. Let me know when you get the $40 I cabled 11 days ago. And the bracelets and handkerchiefs I sent you. I never got that. That ship was sunk. This is the 7th of August. Did not write yesterday as we went after some motor vehicles and stopped in at the 110th on our way. You see, he was at that other place he'd been sent to. It seemed good to see all of the gang again. Harry said his boy Harry, but not Junior, weighed 8 pounds, and that both Ida and Baby were getting along fine, but that Ida had a plenty rough time of things. That's having the baby. She was, compared to me, she was old. I saw Bliss and Joe and thanked them ever so much for the gifts that Henrietta and Jean sent Anne. Oh, she got the most beautiful gifts from all those wives and everybody who knew us when she was born. And they seemed quite pleased. The hospital seems to be picking up more patients right along. Joe looked tired and apparently has been working quite hard. They have had to open another ward for my kind of patients. I talked quite a long time to Norm, and he really had a good course at the school he attended that I previously mentioned to you, and it was apparently much improved over the same course I took there last spring. They have a new eye specialist now, a Major Sanford, past 40, so I did not meet him. I drove a Jeep for the first time yesterday since March, and I enjoyed it. I couldn't find out when I was to return, but it will be some little time yet. By the way, I cashed my July check yesterday and cabled you $25. You know, that was a lot of money then. Please let me know when you receive it. Received your letters of 3 different days, and they certainly mean a lot to me. I really want you to know I'm so happy to know that Anne is making such steady progress. Bliss said she would now gain an ounce a day, which seems just about correct. I don't know why now that I asked something about what I asked if you were nursing Anne, unless I didn't know her size at the time I wrote the letter. I'm glad that your bladder is functioning okay. Oh, having a baby just put the things in the lower part of my torso completely out of whatever. I'm glad that I want to write to Uncle Sid and Aunt Virginia, and I guess something will reach them. I don't know what he sent them. I found the bill for 10 days in the hospital at St. Luke's. I was in the hospital 10 days and all that, and it was $12.50. I think I saved it. I can't believe it. I don't know if it's because I was a serviceman's wife. Then you just can't remember. I can't remember everything. And this is the 9th of August. No luck with the mail today, but tomorrow is another day. I wrote to your folks, Uncle Sid and Aunt Virginia, yesterday, beside you, of course. I have written to Charlie tonight. Charlie Underwood is a doctor from Emporia, Kansas, and they met up soon after. I think maybe they met on the ship going but kept up with each other all the time he was over there. Dr. Charles Underwood. He is to be gone over another month. I hope he will return to our outfit. A Jewish lad named Turner has taken his place, but I'm not too crazy about him. Andy has a bad left knee, loose cartilage, and I think he may eventually be sent back to the States. I will hate to see him leave, as we have become pretty good friends. He took over the dark field work the latter part of June, and the lab did 101 last month. So you know what the soldiers were doing over there in France. That's the test for syphilis. So you know my business was good. Cancroid is the only something diagnosed after 3 successive daily dark field exams as a negative con. That's a syphilis test. So don't think all the above figures were positives, however. There is an ETO swimming meet tomorrow, and I see by the Stars and Stripes that McCleese is entered for the 100-yard backstroke and 100-yard medley, and 4 of our enlisted men are entered in a relay medley of 200 yards. It has been rather cold recently, And I have contemplated putting on my long underwear. You just saw it upstairs. And this was in August. Underwear pants again. I suppose you are sweltering in the heat in Kansas City. However, I surely hope not. How are you feeling by now? I hope so as good as you said you did 2 weeks ago. I hope EP's disposition doesn't get the best of her after holding out this long. Doctor, does Frank still work as a surgical resident at St. Luke's, or does he spend all of his time with Engel and Parsons now? After he finished his surgical residency, he went in with Dr. Larry Engel and somebody Parsons. And Engel was considered the finest surgeon in Kansas City. What did Anne weigh today, etc.?
Your husband seems really engaged with the careers of his former colleagues when he lived.
Oh, yeah, it would be like your best friends down in Nashville or Lexington. This is the 10th. Did not hear from you again today, but did get a surprise letter from Matt Bender. He was an MAC, and he was at Camp Pickett. We got to know them well, and his wife Ada and I still correspond at Christmas. Ada Bender. She lives in upstate New York. And plan on answering him tonight. He is in New Guinea now, in a nice hospital, attached to his original outfit, although another outfit is also at this hospital, which doesn't sound so good, as two units never get along together. That's interesting.
What does he mean by that, two units never get along together?
They're on different commands, and they're working at the same place, and they don't like each other and something or other. People always like to put themselves up by pushing somebody else down. It's just that. A peculiar thing was that he said they went from New Orleans to Fort Ord, California, where it was great, and then left from the same port I did, which means the Army took them clear across the country in some way to New Jersey to sail. You get more money that way, you know. So that's what it means, I think. Anyway, he said I was probably a captain now since there was a new Army ruling, but I don't know just to what he's referring. Anyway, it looks mighty slim for my getting a promotion, especially since MC vacancies are already, Medical Corps vacancies are already filled, and Friedman is still ahead of me. He was still a lieutenant when he wrote this. Matt also stated, as you had already said, that Ada was to have a baby in October. I was glad to hear from him in October. Hear from him, as my last letter from him was in January or February, and I wrote him in March. We're getting the Stars and Stripes and Yank now. It certainly beats reading the papers here, as they are quite different from those in the States. We have a 2-month-old black and white female kitten here that is certainly playful. Right now she is asleep on my bed. Well, how's the family today, and how much longer will you be in the hospital? Or has Herman said, be sure and have some pictures taken? You know, that was short, not too long after. Well, that was 2 months after Anne was born.
Elsie.
You ready for me to quit?
No. When When David came back home the first time you saw him and you met up with him, had he aged considerably? Mm-hmm.
No, but he was in a state of depression from what he had seen in France, and it troubled him. That,
can you tell me, like, what he saw?
He saw desperate hunger over there. Women eating, fooling around with garbage and with coffee grounds and getting their food out of there. And of course, he was tired. And he was, oh, he was so, he did not tell them that they wanted him to stay and serve in the army. And he came home. And it's sad to have, he isn't talking about all the killing and all the other things he was seeing.
Did he know, I mean, as he's writing these letters to you, did he know that Hitler was exterminating millions of Jews?
And I don't know if he knew it or not. He didn't mention anything like that.
So when he came back, he...
No, I don't think he knew it.
And how did you know he was depressed when he came back?
Well, I know what a depressed person looks like, and it was very hard to switch from being away that long and in the army and come back and see. I can see him now sitting around that dining room table in Middlesbrough, Kentucky, and saying, "You've left something on your plate. You've got to eat that. I've just seen people starving." It took him a while to get back to the ebullience of this country that was over here. Mother said, "You all should have some time together alone, and we'll take care of Ann." And I lived, Pineville is about 36 or 40 miles from the Cumberland Falls. Have you ever been there? It's the highest falls in the country west of Niagara. Beautiful, beautiful. And they had a nice motel that close. And we went there for a few days. And that helped him come back to being in this country again. But he just saw too much.
So you went to pick, and I know you told me this story late last night, but you went to pick him up. He drove down?
No, he rode the bus.
He rode the bus to Middlesbrough, Kentucky?
I had the car. Mm-hmm. And he wore that Eisenhower jacket that still has green project, which he had, you know, I think I told you that first they said you had to have 80 points to be able to come home. But somebody had to be able to do your job that you left to come home. And there was a young internist there from Long Island that he had taken on ward rounds with him. And his name was Frank Coombs. And he said that he could be replaced, and they believed him. And first it was 80 points. And then the day after they reduced it to 60 points, and he had 61. The man who decided who could come and couldn't himself was dying to come home, and he had 61 points, and so he worked hard and got him so they could come home. And I had no idea he was coming when he called me from Newark, New Jersey.
So it was kind of difficult when he first got home. You know, he's adjusting to life back in the U.S. and
adjusting being an only child to having a child.
That's what I was wondering.
And they didn't like each other, and Ann started biting her. They were jealous. Ann wanted all my attention, and so did he. And Ann started biting her fingernails, and I don't think she quit before she was 21 years old.
How long did it take for your family to kind of get on track and for things to kind of start moving?
I'll have to think.
Was it after you bought this house, a long time after you bought this house, or...?
We bought this house the week he came home. We had David's uncle Warren and his mother's brother, who had no children. David was like a son to him. His wife had a brother, Jack O'Kane, in the real estate business.
And you mentioned this last night.
Right. And they looked around, and there were three houses, and they thought that we should live in this area, and they were right. We knew nothing about where to live. And this house was $15,500, and two between here and 55th Street were available, and they didn't compare, in my opinion, to this one. So we came back and took this one in 3 hours.
So how long did it take for your family for things to kind of start coming together? Did it take like a year or so?
Oh, no. Evans, no. 2 days. You can get back into a family situation when you're where you can see each other. And he had a job going back to work for Dr. Denny. And Dr. Denny maybe paid him a little bit more, and we got along fine.
Did he suffer from anxieties from being in the war? No. Did he wake up in the middle of the night?
No. Because he was in a hospital all the time, back behind the lines.
Right. Did he see anything that he ever shared with you that was incredibly troubling?
Well, it troubled him that he was seeing soldiers who were shooting their feet so they wouldn't have to go to the Pacific War. And we're about to come to that, you see, that took place the 14th of August. Is it 45? And this is the 11th of August.
Hold on. I'm gonna... Can you mention the date and the year?
August 11th, 1943. As I have not gone out of camp for 3 nights, I am borrowing another officer's, Lieutenant Anthony Dickens, fourth generation descendant of Charles Dickens, bicycle, and am going to go to a church dance very near here and see what it looks like.
Elsie, let me stop. Didn't you tell me your father was always reading Charles Dickens?
Always.
Isn't this interesting that your husband crossed paths
with? Yes, it is. And those little tiny green books, four of them are there in that on the top shelf in that bookcase in your room for Dad's Dickens books that
really?
He was reading.
Really?
His sister and brother-in-law who lived in Detroit gave them to him. He had the whole set, but different children have it. And I've shared them with the children. Ann wanted some of them at the library. I wanted to mention to you that you see over there some brown on the shelf below where I think it's a picture and a hand-painted trivet that oh, not quite. And there's a tall. Borrowing another officer's, and that's what he said who that was. Bicycles. I'm going to go to a church dance, and the big majority of the enlisted men are going. Don't worry, I do not have a date. I don't intend to pick up anyone, but a person just has to get away from camp sometime, and I stay in a great deal more than any of the other officers. I did some sewing this afternoon, and I don't mind it at all. You saw what his army thing that had the thread and scissors and everything. Sewed on several buttons on a couple of poplin shirts that the laundry had broken. Some pink plate plus an insignia on the left sleeve of my... This is such fine writing taken down here. On something, the one I bought in May, but have not yet worn, a field jacket. And started to sew some First Lieutenant cotton bars on the shoulder straps before I was interrupted. I washed a poplin shirt a few days ago and tried to iron it yesterday, but gave it up as a bad job, possibly because it was not starched. However, I hung it up to dry on a coat hanger so that it is not too badly wrinkled, and I will be able to wear it. I am again wearing my long underwear, which you just saw upstairs, and as the nights and mornings have been pretty cool lately. Surely do hope to hear from you when we go for the mail tomorrow, Thursday, as I have not had a letter from you since Saturday, and it really does seem like ages. I see by the Jackson County Medical Society bulletin that the University of Missouri Med School is to be a four-year school shortly, with the last 2 years in Kansas City. Have you heard any tales about it? Somebody got the school here to start taking in men and women who are going to be doctors at the end of their sophomore year in high school, and have them start seeing patients that weekend. And they had to follow those patients, I don't know, a month or so, that they would do that. And they had to follow those patients through 6 years until they graduated to see what happened and how they could keep being, it was a way of training. And that was the first place in the country that did that. Dave went, you know, he got his degree there, medical degree. Otherwise, he would have been a head librarian in a big library, and he had started in library school down it when he didn't get in.
This is your husband?
No, Dave, my son.
Oh.
There was a time back then when he was, because the syphilis clinic was on Sunday morning, and he went to the syphilis clinic.
Every Sunday?
Every Sunday.
Your husband did?
Mm-hmm.
What did he do there?
See patients.
Every single Sunday?
Every single Sunday, yeah.
He did this free of charge?
Yes. Yes, he's done an awful lot of stuff like that. Now, he liked, his favorite things besides his family were clinical dermatology, diagnosing, and teaching residents, which he did beautifully.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. He never sewed after he got home, I'll tell you. Poplin shirt. I've been up to dry. I'm again wearing my long underwear. Surely do hope to hear from you, and I have not had and see by the medicine that the University of Missouri Medical School is to be a four-year school shortly, with the last 2 years in Kansas City. They only had a two-year medical school. It was not a good, down in Columbia, Missouri, it was not a good place to get a degree. And this is the 13th of August. Was so glad to get your good letters of whatever, and to learn so much more about Anne, and that you may have her to yourself by now. I surely will be glad to see what I look like, what she looks like. Oh, I said I thought she looked like him. What I look like as an infant. I take that back. I didn't think so. It tickled me when you first said Anne looked just like me, and now her pink cheeks and are had pink cheeks instead of yellow. She was jaundiced, as I told you. Yellow color. I did not have any, and did not have any wrinkles anymore. She seems to be gaining the ounce a day, as Bliss had predicted. So by now, must have the little darling all to yourself, and I'll bet you are tickle pink. Send me some pictures just as soon as you can. Boy, how I would like to be home with my little family now. I would certainly skip some of that. I must write to Lieutenant Colonel McBrayer. That's that crazy CO, thanking him for the fork and spoon they sent as a gift to me for Anne, a little baby fork and a little baby spoon, and on the back it said, second baby, 110th. The first baby was Harry Ramsey's baby, which was so nice. I don't know if I have that here, if I've given it to her. I don't know for sure just where he is at present. I'm so glad that you received an assignment, announcement of Ida's baby, but I don't think it is Junior, although the first name is Harry. Really, same size. I don't know what this, as it was a week or two overdue, and I guess Ida had quite a hard time. All right, and I'm glad for her that it is all over. By the way, I am now back at the 110th and glad to be back, although the change I had did me some good, as I gained a few pounds and averaged about 8 hours sleep a night. I did not have to work too hard. Understand that Colonel Pillsbury was here this week, and I missed him. He was, David trained under him at University of Pennsylvania. Darn it. But maybe I shall have better luck next time, etc. And some of that is just hard to read. But he did meet him in London, and that's when he immediately transferred David to the 79th General Hospital, which was a whole lot better service for him. And
this doesn't sound too bad, though. I mean, given the conditions and, you know, what the men...
No, it wasn't bad. He was always behind the lines.
I mean, he's going to dances. He's seeing movies almost, you know, every
weekend.
Right,
he made the most of it over there. And I expect, I wondered what I was going to find here. August 14th, 43, our second wedding anniversary. Congratulations, darling, on this, our second wedding, our anniversary. And just the thought of it makes me plenty homesick. Not so much that I could be with you today so that we could finally go on a honeymoon and a whole bunch of stuff. But don't worry, when I'm home, have come home back, we shall have our long-awaited honeymoon. We didn't have a honeymoon because David was working for Dr. Denny full-time. We spent the night at the President Hotel, and that was it. I'd forgotten about that. We had it when we went to Cumberland Falls, when he got back. And he had to get over that Army depression. By the way, I hope you got the bouquet of flowers. He sent roses. What did they send you? And I hope they were pretty. That I asked be cabled to you on this day of days. They have cut down the amount we can send now and won't let us send more than $3 worth. $3. Yeah. Was this bouquet much smaller than the roses I sent you the first part of last month? I do hope Anne is home with you by now. As in your letter of August 2nd that I received today, you said that she weighed 4 pounds, 10 ounces. She must weigh over 5 pounds by now. A bundle of heaven. Oh, she was cute. She was the most beautiful tiny baby you ever saw. The picture doesn't do her a bit of credit. Do you have our camera with you? The one that takes those little bitty pictures. If not, I think Frank has one that he can take some snapshots of you and Anne for me. I suppose film is mighty scarce now, or even rationed. But even a little locket of black hair. Well, that doesn't make sense. I suppose film. Harry showed me a little locket of black hair from his young son yesterday. Do you suppose Anne would mind if you would send me a few of her locks so that I could compare the color of her brown hair with mine? Didn't know she was going to be redheaded. She was such, I don't think I said it, I think she was a bald-headed baby. I imagine it is much lighter than mine and probably has a reddish tint. It did. All of the new gifts for Anne sound wonderful. And of course she got so many gifts. And this is August 16th, 2 days. I had a letter from Bill Banjing Day. He was a wonderful doctor. By the way, his first love was surgery. And he suited up with rubber gloves and everything and broke out all over his body from allergy to rubber. And there weren't plastic gloves then, and he had to give up surgery and turn into radiology. He was a wonderful man. I was crazy about Bill Banzing. The V-mails he sends me are not photographed. He has been down for several days with dysentery. He was in service in this country and said he really was knocked out. Has had a number of malaria patients in his outfit. He is still in Africa. Oh, Bill went to Africa. Said his kid brother, Jimmy, was the fighter pilot, had spent a week with him. Jimmy is making quite a name for himself and has been on 40 successful missions in the campaigns of the Mediterranean theater so far. He had won the Air Medal, 3 oak leaf clusters, and a Purple Heart for being wounded in the head by flyers. Bill apparently has been able to practice some medicine recently. How are you feeling? I hope as good as you said you were in the middle of July. Glad your abdominal some muscles have tightened up again. I guess it must be quite a thrill to have Anne home with you by now. Uncle Warren said he was going to try to get up and get some film for Frank to take some pictures. Uncle Warren had a drugstore and they sold it. But you will, something or other, but we will, you will have to save them until I come home, as we do not have any projectors over here for that size film. Be sure and take some regular camera snaps for me as soon as you can. Uncle Warren, I believe, also said he was sending me some 120 film, and I shall have Norman or someone here who has a camera take some pictures of me for you and Mother and some of the other relatives. We had a great USO show Sunday night starring Willie Shore, comedian of radio and stage. He is plenty good, although I don't believe I had heard of him before. Some of the things they did.
Hold on.
Do you have I don't know what year. What did I take it out of? One of these things. January 3. I think it's 44. No emails today, but I did get airmail letters from, I'm going to skip some that I don't think you'd be interested in hearing. He got a letter from the doctor that he worked for. He put in a big boost for Kansas City as one of the coming industrial centers of the United States and thinks that there will be over 1 million people living there within 10 more years. Of course, there have been a lot more than that with the suburbs for a long time. It says, life seems quite normal that one would not know that there was a war on, except that everyone is buying bonds. He does not look much different, he'd sent him a picture, except possibly he is a little thinner. The office looks like several changes had been made for the better in regard to decorations, etc. He apparently is anxious to have me back. Fitzy, that's another young dermatologist, is going to pin next October 45. He has read a paper on industrial dermatitis at Wichita and the Oklahoma State Medical Association meeting, etc. Really, believe it or not, is going to have it published. Really a break, don't you think? And has given me co-authorship of a paper that he had written. David did a lot of original stuff in dermatology. Well, that's that, but that's interesting. I heard from Dr. Danny. Now what am I looking for?
We were looking for letters like maybe 1945, like right when the war ended.
Oh, when the war ended. When the war ended. 43. Here it is, 11 p.m. He always works late. Hope to get to bed by 11:30. I've been, and when he was getting up, somebody is here from. I'm gonna get this because I didn't. He'd been very busy today. My record for outpatients was broken when we saw 41 outpatients, which included 17 spinal punctures. Somebody did all but one of them, another doctor. They were not finished until 7:15 p.m., and I got back to my room around 8 p.m. and unrolled my bedroll, which I have not done so far since arriving here. Then, so he was back in France then, I think.
And this is in 1945.
Yeah, that's when the war ended.
1945?
Yeah. His general hospital, the 79th General, which had been down at Southampton, taking care of the soldiers before D-Day, 45, and he'd been sent back up to North Ireland. They were over in France, I think, 45, yeah. My right eye is watering a little bit. It's not too good. I'm going back over here because... Oh, yeah. All those dark fields of those soldiers, those were soldiers in war, fighting the war in France.
So this is 1945.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's June 26th. Oh, this is June 26th. It's close to Ed's birthday. I just wondered what he was writing. He did all those. I took a much-needed shower and shampoo, although the water was not what could be called warm. Oh, awful. And then he did this and that, and he was answering a letter. And oh, here's something. I never went to or saw Rouen, capital R-U-E-N. There's a big church there, cathedral there, isn't there? Although I was stationed not many miles away for a few days, and something cannot say anything about the cathedral. So close to Rouen Cathedral. And that's not too far from Rheims, which was near Camp 20 Grand, where I think they were. And there's a cathedral there. When I do get an opportunity to go to Rheims, I expect to look at the cathedral over there. I did see it momentarily from a distance when passing through on my way here. It has rained this evening, so I should have a cool night. That's when they just gotten back from England across the, because D-Day was over. But they didn't get to go back there and oh, he's talking about, and down in Middlesbrough, Kentucky, they cordoned off. It was a large backyard where Mother and Dad lived, and cordoned off with chicken warp, a place where Ann could play out without running away or getting lost or whatever. I'd forgotten that.
You mean they fenced off part of the yard with chicken wire?
Yeah, in the back section of a very large backyard, the house they were living in, which was a rented house. They didn't live there. They never sold our house in Pineville.
But they never went back to that home, correct?
That's true. Dad died so soon after. I guess I got pregnant the first month David got back from the war. I don't think there's anything in here.
You got pregnant again.
And 8 months later, Margie was an 8 months baby. I had Margie. And a year and a half later, he wanted a little boy, and I became pregnant and had a miscarriage. And I've never forgotten this, my gynecologist, baby doctor, said it was Mother Nature ridding itself of an imperfect specimen. You know, when you think of miscarriages, you think, oh, how sad. Well, maybe that's the best thing in the world, for the baby not to survive.
How pregnant were you?
Oh, 6 weeks or so, early pregnancy. Thank you. Did I tell you that the old bunch is at Le Havre? Only Harry, Cy, Dawson, Stevenson, and Schmidt are left. Bayes is with another hospital going direct to the Pacific. It was his elderly mother from Western Virginia who was down at Camp Pickett. And he had to go on to the Pacific. His cousin would eventually go to the CBI. We're having a dance at the club tonight, but I'm too tired and I'm going to bed. No mail came in today. Yesterday I bought a pair of German field glasses, and we had those a long time, and I couldn't Bob within, you know, some time back. Those field glasses he bought over there. And this is the 1st of July, 45. Something about it is nice and I'm going over to some hall shortly to get a piece of fried chicken, which incidentally tastes much better now that we are having it cooked in field ranges. It is nice and crisp, and they're not trying to cover it with any cracker crumbs. Also have ice cream on Sunday, and today it was cherry, which was excellent. This is just a little of what they got over there. Well, I'm considering how Anne enjoyed her birthday, and if you had any kind of a celebration for her, which would have been, she would have been 45. She was born 4. She would have been 2. I have 2-year pictures of her. And this is July 11th, July 13th, July 15th, July 22nd, and the last one, goes back to July 3rd, so it's out of line now.